Fay in Berkeley in 1949. A decade later, KPFK came on the airwaves and ever since has strived to fulfill the Pacifica mission. To contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and individuals of all races, creeds, race, Christians, call 5735 and pledge support to one of your favorite things. KPFK Radio, 90.7 FM, Los Angeles.
Welcome to the KPFK Listener LSB Candidate Forum. Today is a big day. We've got a wonderful group of prospective candidates for KPFK board position, and these are listener candidates as voted by you. You will be receiving, if you did not receive yet today, your email with your candidate opportunities to vote. And the purpose of today is to give you a chance to keep the awareness of what each of these candidates stand for in terms of their commitment to KPFK's future. You will need to call in if you have questions, because we will have a window for questions. Once we get into introductions, there will be listener questions. I'd like you to know, if you call 818-585, hold on a second, please. I'm having a little technical difficulty here. Yes, so we want listener sponsors to please call in with your questions. They will be taken in the order received. You'll be put on hold by the board op. So if you've got a question for these candidates, 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735. Please get on the stack and please be ready to sit a bit as we move through our candidate responses. We have a wonderful group of candidates from all over the Los Angeles area. They are, in alphabetical order, L. Monet Bell, Jan Goodman, Ralph Hawkins, Stephen Meeks, Vincent DiStefano, and Harvey Wasserman. We will be covering a lot of ground today. We will begin today with a candidate statement from each of our candidates. We will start our candidate statement today with L. Monet Bell. L, please say hi and tell our audience your statement for the future of KPFK. El Monet Bell, are you on the air with us? El Monet Bell. Okay, we're going to keep moving then. We're going to move right on to our next person in the order as described. Welcome, Jan Goodman. Please unmute yourself and we'd love to hear from you.
Hi, I'm Jan Goodman. I'm a committed activist and lawyer and ready to contribute my efforts once more to KPFK. Over the years, KPFK has played an important part in my work for equality, peace, and justice, so much so that I've dedicated enormous amounts of time and energy in trying to ensure that KPFK and Pacifica are turned around financially so that they can serve our children and grandchildren as well as they have served us in the past. My roots are deeply connected to South Central LA. Growing up in Watts with my stepfather fighting to become the first African-American printer to be admitted to the printers union, and witnessing the struggles faced by marginalized communities has instilled in me an unwavering determination to fight against injustice every day. KPFK must play an active role in this ongoing struggle. Under my leadership at the Paul Robeson Community Center, we established transformative filmmaking and intercultural youth radio training projects in South Central. These initiatives, led by dedicated volunteer professionals, empowered our youth, giving them media skills and awakening in them a profound understanding of the struggle for justice. This fueled my unwavering commitment to radio training at KPFK. As a leader of New Day Pacifica, I spearheaded a campaign to revise the Pacifica bylaws, seeking to enhance Pacifica's functionality and financial viability. Our campaign earned the votes of 76% of KPFK's listener members. The outcome of the bylaws election is still being litigated. For more information about me, the endorsements I've received, and fellow LSB candidates I endorse, whom I urge you to vote for, including Vinnie DiStefano, Stephen Meeks, and Harvey Wasserman on our call today, I urge you to go to newdaypacifica.org to check us all out, or Google me. Vote for Jan Goodman.
Thank you, Jan. Our next listener candidate is Ralph D. Hawkins. Ralph, please share with the audience your vision for the future.
My name is Ralph Hawkins, and I humbly ask for your support as an independent voice seeking election to the local station board. As we all know, KPFK is in dire financial straits. I believe improving the diversity of programming is the key to increasing listener donations and stabilizing our membership. I was general manager of college radio stations at UC Irvine and UC San Diego. And from that experience, I have spent my life studying mass media in all its forms. As an employee of the state of California, I served SEIU Local 1000 as a senior steward and contract bargaining representative. Most recently, I served in 2022 as the KPFK board secretary, where I worked closely with Michael Novick and the late Lawrence Reyes to produce the minutes and agendas for the governance committee and the LSB. My agenda is to grow our listenership by doing everything possible to foster the next generation of journalists and creative artists who can serve the Southland community as Pacifica programmers. The local station board must provide the leadership to reach out to all the students and community members who are studying journalism, music performance, and the theater arts, and recruit those who are interested in learning how to produce compelling programs that would appeal to all those committed to the ideals of peace and social justice that KPFK has always stood for. Having their content on our airwaves would generate a new fan base for Pacifica and would go a long ways towards fulfilling our commitment to the Pacifica mission statement. Thank you.
Thank you, Ralph Hawkins. Our next listener candidate is Stephen Meeks. Stephen, please join us on the air.
And I would like to say a little something about me. I grew up in Los Angeles. I started early in my formative young adult years being groomed during my 10th grade summer at a leadership institute for Black, Brown, and Red male youth at Howard University in Washington, D.C. That summertime experience propelled me into the world of knowledge, resistance, and organizing. This soon led to me attending, back in Los Angeles, anti-apartheid meetings, East L.A. La Raza rallies, working on the Free Angela Davis campaign, performing with the Pan-African People's Orchestra, and almost anything else that yelled, "No, we've had enough of this mess. It's time for a change." I learned early on the importance of taking initiative, activism, and getting involved to make a difference. When I moved away, I was still involved in leadership roles in several arts organizations and cultural related activities. My role of being actively involved in the community continues to this day. My volunteerism has never wavered. Many people are not satisfied with what's happening with KPFK. Many of us are perplexed as what the hell is actually going on that this wonderful station cannot function as it should. There certainly are solutions to the continuing list of problems the station is facing. Though I do not have radio station management experience and therefore don't have all the answers, I do believe in change. I do think of myself as a problem solver. I live my life not only as a thinker, but more importantly, as a doer.
Thank you so much for your time, Stephen. We're going to keep moving. Thank you so much, Stephen Meeks. Our next listener candidate is Vincent DiStefano. Vincent, please join the listeners on the air.
Thank you very much, Stephen. My name is Vinny DiStefano. I'm running for a seat on KPFK's board. I've been a lifelong social justice activist and a listener sponsor of KPFK since 1969. I'm a founding member of Assange Defense in Southern California. I sit in the National Steering Committee and am honored to be their national organizing director. I'm also currently president of the Pasadena Foothill chapter of the ACLU. I sit in the ACLU affiliate board and their executive committee. I've worked on police reform in my hometown of Pasadena as a member of CCOP, the Coalition for Increased Oversight at Pasadena Police, and was a founding member of Pasadena Privacy for All, which has fought the City of Pasadena's Council and the Pasadena Police purchase and use of invasive technologies without the knowledge or the permission of its citizens. I've been involved with Amnesty International for 4 decades, and I am honored to say in 2019, I was recognized as the Urgent Action Letter Writer of the Year. I've been a listener sponsor, as I said, to KPFK since I first heard this station nearly 50 years ago. The fact that it was completely different from everything else in the airwaves is incredibly important to my education, as I'm certain it is to countless other listeners. Unfortunately, this station has fallen from its once lofty position as the premier progressive news outlet and entertainment hub. As a member, I will work to rebuild the listenership and put an end to the nonstop fundraising that has plagued the station for more than a decade. As a board member, I would work to ensure that we put a halt to the use of snake oil offerings and become part and parcel of those fund drives that would be more appropriate to the home shopping network. Although it is true that they have generated much needed funds, I believe they're below the dignity of the station, an insult to our listeners and an insult to the memory of Lou Hill. We need governance that works for the station and its listeners. We need to ensure that our audits are done completely and professionally on time. The necessity for alternatives to corporate media have never been more urgent. Therefore, we need to ensure that the station and network are properly funded and run professionally. Let me be clear. We don't need another KCRW or NPR. Please, I ask for your vote, and I ask you to vote for Jan and Ralph and Stephen and Harvey.
Vinny, thank you so much. Your time is up and appreciate it very much. Our next listener candidate is Harvey Wasserman. Harvey, would you like to join us on the call?
How's that? Am I good now?
You're good now.
Hey. Hi, everybody. This is Harvey Wasserman, otherwise known as No Nukes, and as Sluggo, because my baseball days. I am totally honored to be with these great candidates, and I urge you to please vote for everybody that just preceded me. Vinny gave a beautiful rundown of what really the station needs. We need new governance. We need an end to the bickering. My first foray into big time radio was in 1968 when I wrote a legalized pot editorial that went worldwide. I've worked over the decades to end nuclear power. And listen, there's nothing more important to us as Southern Californians than to shut down the Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant. We have an opportunity to do that within the next few months. Please write me directly, solartopia@gmail.com. To find out how. Solartopia@gmail.com. Our programming at KPFK has been really lacking. We no longer connect with the vast listenership that could hear our signal and benefit from it. We are an activist force that is not being properly used, is not being deployed to do what's great at KPFK, which I dearly love. I have the with Myla Reason, the show California Solartopia, where we made a tangible difference on issues like Porter Ranch, the Biona Wetlands, the Great Sycamore in Santa Monica. It is the responsibility of KPFK to make a tangible difference in this community, and we're not doing it because we're not connecting with our listenership. Nothing is more important than vibrant and relevant programming, and we're not doing it right now, because we spend so much time saddled by obsolete bylaws that Jan Goodman and so many others so courageously tried to change. We need to make the changes to the bylaws. We need to upgrade our programming. We need to stop the bickering and come together to use KPFK and Pacifica as a whole as an engine of social justice, of peace, of environmental sanity and social change. So it would be my honor to continue. I'm currently the chair of the KPFK board.
Harvey, thank you very much for your time. We're going to stop you there and move on to listener questions. Listeners, if you would like to ask a question of these candidates, call 818-985-5735. Press option 1 to get direct into the studio. You will be put on the stack. You'll have an opportunity to ask a question, which will then each of our candidates will have 1 minute to answer. So we have a question in. We have a first questioner. We'd like to invite Raymond. Raymond, please join us. Tell us what part of LA you're from and what your question is.
I'm from West Los Angeles. And my question is, where is entertainment in radio at KPFK? I hear about social activism and all of the politically correct things that everyone's done, but it seems to me that listeners come to be entertained from time to time. I'd like them to speak to that.
Could you repeat the question very clearly? Because I know some of our listeners, candidates, did not hear the question. Please hold the phone a little bit away from your mouth because it was blurry at first. If you could do that, please.
I apologize. I'm interested in what role that entertainment should play in KPFK's offerings in order to develop more listeners.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that. So we are going to go to our first candidate who will answer that question. Our first candidate will be Ralph Hawkins. Ralph, would you like to answer Raymond's question? Ralph, if you could unmute yourself, that would be very helpful.
Okay, yes, this is Ralph. That is a very good question, and it's near and dear to my heart, because after years of studying art and narrative theory, I believe that the arts and creative programs can do as much as any talk show or journalistic programming to spark the listener's mind about what possibilities there are to develop different ways of looking at all the problems in society that face us. So art is, whether it's audio or video, can have a very profound effect on people's thinking, as opposed to being, you know, lectured to by activists of one kind or another. And that's why I support getting a new generation of young people in there.
Ralph Hawkins, thank you so much for your time. We're going to have to move on. The next person who will respond to Raymond's question about entertainment at KPFK will be Stephen Meeks. Stephen, could you make sure to unmute yourself?
I'd like to get a clarification on that question. Does he mean entertainment on air, or does he mean live entertainment?
He means entertainment on air. What role does entertainment play on the programming of KPFK?
Okay. Or should it play?
Or should it play?
Okay.
Thank you.
Kind of add to that word entertainment and use the word entertainment. I think artists that are played that, of course, don't get compensated for their time on the air other than just airplay exposure, the artists that are played for the benefit of listening pleasure, I think many of them would probably be very glad to help to support the station financially. So that is part of the role I see. And I believe art is and can be used as a learning tool, as a knowledge, whether it's lyrics or the title of the song. It's about consciousness. But I think especially in terms of some of the artists that are played on air, used for station fundraising. That's it.
Thank you so much, Stephen. I appreciate that. We're going to move directly on from you to Vincent to Stefano. Vinny, please put...
I think this is an excellent question. All work and no play make Jack a dull boy. And Rosa Luxemburg said, if I can't dance at your revolution, I don't want any part of it. I listen to so many incredible programs on KPFK that are entertainment-based. Reggae Central, Aphrodisia, Adventures in Stereo, which is sadly no longer on there. I believe that entertainment plays an important part. And that is what drove me to the station. In 1969, AM radio was out there, and that's all you could hear was AM radio. When I turned to KPFK, I believe it was the first time I heard the great Sun Ra, where I heard Miles Davis, where I heard artists that you couldn't hear anywhere else. And so I think entertainment is paramount, and I think they should build on what we already have, because their fine entertainment programs, the lead-in was the Firesign Theater. Again, a great place for that. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Vinny. And our next person to speak will be Harvey Wasserman in response to the question of role entertainment plays at KPFK. Well,
you know, as my buddies in the ice cream business, Ben and Jerry, said, if it ain't fun, why do it? We have to find the success. The key to successful organizing is to keep people interested and entertained while you're making social change. The best social change is inseparable from entertainment. And, you know, even a newscast has got to be listenable. It's got to, I won't say fun, but it's got to be keep your interest and keep you flowing along in the course of your life. So, yes, there's comedy. Yes, there's music. And it's all tied to what we, our agenda for social change. Of course, there's pure entertainment, but all pure entertainment is spiritually uplifting anyway. So the key to a great radio station, which KPFK has been and Pacifica has been, is to be both listenable and actionable. And that's the balance that we have to find. A great question. And we're in the business of both entertaining and changing and uplifting. And they all come together as one. So thank you, Harvey.
Thank you, Harvey, so very much. Before we get to our next listener question, and we've got a bunch
of listeners. What about Jan Goodman? Does she get
the Jan, please forgive me. Yes, please, Jan Goodman, your answer to the question of the role of entertainment plays of KPFK. Thank you.
Thank you. I think entertainment is very important, but I have to admit that I find some of the quote news are much of the quote news and analysis can be very entertaining. When I listen to Greg Palast, I always enjoy it. When I listen to Tom Hartman, yes. And you might consider what Amy Goodman does in between segments. She has pieces of music that are relevant and often things we haven't heard. So I think that interstitial entertainment is extremely important. I also enjoy the, sometimes we have plays on the air, and I like Canto Tropical and Canto Sin Fronteras, which is music in both Spanish and English,
Thank you, analysis,
of the same program.
Thank you so very much, Jan. We're going to move right on to a next listener call. But before we do, you can call in your questions. More importantly, this station needs your help right now. We need to pay for these elections. We hire an election supervisor. There are various costs associated with running a Democratic election. Please call in your pledges as you're listening to this wonderful forum with listener candidates. 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735. 985-5735. Please call in your pledge. We need your support. And of course, you can go to kpfk.org and click on the donate button. Our next question for our panel of listener candidates is coming from Margo. Margo, we'd love to hear your question on the air. Welcome.
Okay. I'm a very long time, long, long, long ago listener sponsor. I was selling subscriptions at the Renaissance Pleasure Fair. I want to know why there's only, it seems like, five or six candidates. Is that all the people who are running? Or are you going to be having each of these with more candidates each time? I wasn't very sure.
Every day this week, we will have, from at 2 o'clock, we have English speaking. And at night at 8:30, we have Spanish speaking. We have a lot of candidates, 26 by last count.
Oh, so you'll have a certain number on each day. I was confused because I thought each person would say things.
That is correct.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, that's my main thing. I wanted to say, if people would listen to KPFK all the time, like I do, very rarely changing to a different station, you will hear that there are so many entertaining programs that are in the form of the LA Theater Works play, but that there's many other programs that intersperse, as she was talking about, the music with different comments and different things in history. So I think our station is very well integrated, and I would like to hear that. I'd like to know that people listen to it all the time, which I do.
Margaret,
I only
do you have a question? Because I'm about to run out of your time.
Oh, my question was just about, I'm really concerned about this whole thing about the bylaws and what they're talking about when they say they want to change them. I feel there was a big thing going
Great
on
question.
Beforehand.
And that's a wonderful question, and we can put that right out to the group. So our next speaker, we will go again, we go alphabetically and then rotate around each time. We will start. The question is, what about the bylaws? Do they need to be changed? What are the issues or your opinions about the KPFK bylaws? We'll start with Stephen Meeks.
I will say that I'm not that familiar with the current bylaws. I do deal with bylaws being on the neighborhood council, and usually they are in need of some type of change. And I do understand that the current bylaws, it's been discussed that there should be some type of change. So until I actually read them, to give my opinion, I cannot really comment on the current bylaws until I read them.
Thank you, Stephen Meeks. And our next speaker on the subject of the bylaws at KPFK is Vinnie DiStefano. Vincent, would you like to join us?
Yes, I would. And the bylaws, working with Pacifica New Day and listening to the symposiums that they had several years ago, where Jan and Sharon Kyle were part of that, showed the weakness of the current bylaws and the anti-democratic nature of them. And I think the new bylaws that Pacifica New Day is suggesting would take and provide a form of governance that would be more democratic, more effective, and less divisive. And I'll leave it at that, because I know that Jan can speak vastly more about those bylaws than I can. But I believe it is a necessity for us to bring the station to the 21st century.
Thank you, Vinny. That was Vinny DiStefano. We're going to move right on to Harvey Wasserman. Harvey, comments about the bylaws and how you feel about them as a listener candidate. Harvey Wasserman.
Can you hear me?
Yes, can hear
you. Yeah. So listen, the old bylaws are a nightmare. The majority of the listener members of KPFK and of the Pacifica Network as a whole and the staffs at KPFA, KPFK, and KPFT all voted to change the bylaws. And as the chair of the KPFA, KPFK board, I know that we have to step around the bylaws to get anything done. I've been on the board for God knows how long. The meetings go three, 4, 5 hours. Nothing ever got done. People were yelling and screaming at each other, and Jan Goodman, God love her, and many others came up with an alternative to the bylaws. They were approved by the majority of the listeners, and for the last 2 years, it's been held in limbo, and we see the consequences of a station in a death spiral, a network in a death spiral. We've got to change that. The bylaws as is don't work. We need a new set.
Thank you, Harvey, and we'll move right along to Jan Goodman. Jan, your comments about the bylaws.